What has a spirit? Well, you can start by asking yourself if there's a word for it. If a thing has a word, it has an identity, and thus it is a spirit. So think of some words. Wren, hand, car, tree, moon, that's my moon gesture, music, rage, freedom, living things like ivy and horses and jellyfish. Ooh, otherworldly things, the ancestors, fairies, angels. Even if you don't currently believe in those otherworldly sorts of things, you know the word angel, don't you? You've heard it before. Thus, angel exists as a spirit. It's more a matter of what kind of spirit it is, not whether it is a spirit. Some folks say angels are spirits with wings and trumpets and much brimstone, always with the brimstone, that live in the high, holy other. Some folks say angels are an idea that mankind invented to explain certain phenomena. Using the definition of spirit as identity, then note that even if you believe something is just an idea of man, ideas are spirits. You can interact with an idea, converse with an idea. Are ideas not powerful? Do they not shape our world? Do they not live and sometimes die? I find that folks often hold to their beliefs or their skepticism when there is some truth in it. The illusion is that just because one thing is true, that another can't also be true. More often, in matters like angels, it's a dash of column A and a pinch of column B, because columns are like spices. Angels are spirits that are so high and holy other that mankind had to invent an idea of wings and trumpets and the brimstone as an interface to interact with and explain their powerful encounters. So if mankind can invent an idea, is that like a spirit giving birth to another spirit? Spirits give birth to other spirits. If I get married, my marriage becomes a spirit. If I have a child, that child is definitely a spirit. If I write a book about my marriage and my child, that book is a spirit. There are spirits emerging from spirits, and there are spirits from which we emerged. There's the spirit of Wren, the spirit of Wren's father, the spirit of Wren's family tree, the spirit of humanity. Can you identify it? Could you call Wren out of the stream of all humanity as a unique person? Oh, very unique. Could you call humanity out of the stream of all earth life as a unique species? If you can tease a part out of the whole, that part is a spirit. My liver is part of me, and my spleen and my heart. Each is both part of me, yet unique from each other. So my heart is a spirit, and my spleen. But how do I know my heart exists? It's not on the surface. I can't see it. So it is with spirit work that we seek to become those who can see and feel and listen through, who can see the heart under the ribs, the tears behind the eyes, the spirits inside of spirits. So next we ask, how are we able to perceive spirit?